Okay.
Alright.
Alright. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first practice session of a podcast, I guess you could call it. Or we could call it Sub-Zero Podcast of the formerly the Naruto fan faction. We're here with your host, Dark General. Me, that would be me. I like long walks on the beach, margaritas, and big-breasted women. We also have...
Who doesn't like that?
We also have Lone. Lone, introduce yourself.
Yep. I'm Lone, and I'm all lonely and shit. Thank you. Good night.
And we also have our other gracious host, taking time out of his very busy life.
Of course.
Giant
like
faggot.
Always.
Sybastian.
The ever busy.
Well, I have two names. It's Cy and Sybastian. So get that straight.
Okay. Okay.
Alright, so. Alright, so yeah, I'm Cy. Hello. That's
Anything
it.
Else you want to say?
Hi.
Dark General's pretty gay. That's it.
What about you, Lone? Is anything
I heard
else
about
you
this.
You heard about this. These are all lying slanders.
I don't know. I hear
General,
a lot of people
Dark
say it,
also,
so.
Dark General's also a terrible host.
I'm a That's terrible host, but I am not gay. I repeat, I am not gay. That's.
We can argue this, but alright.
We can argue
whatever.
This all long.
Just agree to disagree, I guess.
Yes, we can agree to disagree. See? Lone is a. That's why Lone is on here, because he's like the glue that makes everything stick together. Anyway, now that our greetings are all over with, shall we dig into our first little. Well, actually, no. Let's talk a little bit more about ourselves first. So, why did you guys join up to the Naruto fan faction in the first place?
Because I like Naruto.
Because you like Naruto. Well, let me backtrack a little bit. The Naruto fan faction, for people that don't know, I doubt anybody will not know, but it was a place on GT, GameTrailers.com, where a bunch of people that liked it Naruto, Naruto-related things, all kind of gathered together. And
you'd say that.
Yeah,
Naruto
you
could related things.
Naruto. I use that term loosely.
Since then, factions is pretty much just been wiped out.
Yes.
Not to mention that.
Yeah, game trailers have
GT done away. Doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, game trailers have done away with it, and now that place is pretty much a barren desert. So
yeah, pretty much.
So we've all gathered together on a new forum, which is called the Redux. I guess that's
yeah. You could say that. It's just we'll just call it that for short.
Yeah, that's what it says in the URL.
Yeah, that's what it says in the URL. Redux. So before I get off topic anymore, so what made you join the Naruto fan faction? And back in the day, back in 2005 or 2006.
Deep ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
What made you join? Yeah.
I also joined because of, because it was the top faction of 2006. And I was around in 2007, so I was like, whoa, that must be the best faction then.
So you wanted in on the action?
Yeah, I want to see what that was all about.
Yeah, you
want to get in on that.
Oh, you wanted to go balls deep in the Naruto faction.
I
can't blame you.
What I've always wanted.
What about you, Cy?
I actually joined the Naruto faction because I actually talked to Jet before, and he actually invited me into the faction.
Wow, really?
I actually never really had that much interest in Naruto, but, you know.
That's a fucking lie. That's a...
but I guess it's not as much interest as everybody else did, but...
I don't know. I saw that Cy Avatar.
It wasn't that big of a deal. But basically, it was mostly because of that. And then after that, it just stuck around because, you know, people were pretty cool, I guess.
I guess.
Not much else that can be said.
Well, I joined because Jet needed help running the faction back then. I first met Jet Fury, whatever you want to call him.
Mm-hmm.
back on the GamePro.com forums, which is also dead now. Yeah. And we started playing. Yeah, long gone. And we started playing this like weird game called Naruto Arena. It was like basically me, Jet, and an Irish dragon. We all like played together, like all the way back then. This is like 2006, 2007. And because of Jet, like, really frequented game trailers, like, as much as he did GamePro, and he was already at that time starting to become the leader, he said, hey, you guys, I can use a little bit of help and stuff like that running the forum, and it would be cool if you guys join. So I joined, and that's the reason I even joined the Naruto fan faction in GamePro.
Even though you weren't really around, that's pretty much everybody else was, but you were pretty much part of it.
Yeah, I wasn't. Yeah,
behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's pretty known by everybody who were regulars at the Naruto fan.
I mean, for God's sakes, I think you're more fucking active in this new site than you were in the last one, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
And then you were actually in the faction.
This is very accurate. This is very accurate. And in the Naruto fan faction, I didn't pretty much post at all. The only time I ever came around was just for this test. That was based off of the show. We had these things called the tuning exams, where basically members could kind of rank up in the faction and like help with stuff around the faction, such as setting up game nights and doing this thing called sparring, which is kind of like a bit of a role-playing game developed by us in-house, I guess you can say, and doing things and moving up in the world within the faction. And that was pretty much the only time that I came around. That was the only time I came around. Other than that, I was fucked. You couldn't catch me. You would have to get on PSN or something like that.
Yeah, or MSN.
Or MSN. Which is...
The good old days.
Yeah, dude. I fucking miss MSN so much. For any of you newcomers, it used to be... We used to have these big, huge group chats with, like, 10, 12, 13, 14 people in it, and we would just...
They were mostly very idiotic, but it was very... It was fun.
Yeah, it was very...
Yeah, silly fun.
Yeah, it was very crazy, like... And, like, where did we even find these fucking people?
Like, I don't know, man. There was just some times where we were in a chat, and, like, fucking 50, 70, 60% of the people... Like, you don't even know who the fuck they were. You're like, who is this?
Yeah.
Who is this person?
Yeah, and they show up, like...
Who are these strangers?
Yeah, they show up for like a whole month of group chats and shit, and it's like, do you guys remember Steel Fallen Angel?
Yeah.
Like, where the fuck did that guy come from? You know?
Yeah.
All I remember.
Well, he came from the forums, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, he did.
I remember. Yeah, I remember the forums. You weren't really around the forums, so you don't know. So.
He was part of the forums. It's just as far as you know. As us actually, like, talking to him much and, like, knowing him, really, it really wasn't, like, you know. Yeah, it was just, he would just be in those big, giant chats. Yeah, it would just be in those big chats, and that's where you would be, I guess. That's where it ended. Yeah, that's pretty much where it ended.
Where it began and ended, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that guy was a character. He was an alright guy. He was an alright guy.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wonder what happened to him.
I think he got a... I think after a certain thing happened with him with a certain girl called Manga Poon, as I like to call her.
that was quite the interesting thing that happened there.
Yeah.
For those of
and
you
we mean, both, you and I both know, D, that you had a large part in all of that.
What?
You
had I had no part.
You were very involved, that's for sure.
That sounds kind of like you, D. That sounds kind of like you. I can't believe Sai right now.
He's fucking lying. Nobody believes that man. He's a habitual liar. He's a habitual liar. I had nothing.
You're a recovering liar.
You were the matchmaker.
This is 100% accurate.
I did not play matchmaker, and I did not play homewrecker. I played.
Thank God you did not. That's a blessing that you did not.
Yeah. But I guess this seems like an end joke, but basically this guy is still Fall Angel. I think he lived in Canada, and he went to school, like high school or college, with some crazy chick, some crazy like homely looking chick called Mangacoon. I forget her real name.
Yeah.
I like to call her Mangapoon because she was a bit of a crazy kind of loose woman, should we say? Basically what ended up happening was they got together one day or something like that, and like they like met up in this guy's house or whatever, and
quote unquote
yeah, at least this story relates to this. And this guy tried to get a blowjob or something like that from her, and he told me that this is it. I'm pretty sure you guys have never heard of it.
Don't blow job on the first date, ladies.
On the first... No, please give out blowjobs on the first date, ladies. Please. Yeah. You're doing every man a service.
Yes.
You're doing the Lord's work.
That woman did God's work.
You're doing God's will.
Yep.
By praying to the altar of the dick. But,
praise blowjobs.
Yes. But apparently she started going down on him, and she did not like the taste of pre-cum, apparently, because...
I remember this. But, yeah.
What was that guy eating?
I don't know what he was eating, but I hear...
His diet might not have been good for that.
Yeah, if you eat, like, citrus fruits and, like, fruits in general, I hear that your semen tastes...
To me, as salty. It sounds like an excuse. You know,
it tastes sweeter if you eat fruits.
Yeah, it might have just been an excuse. I mean, that happened to me before not to me, but to one of my friends called Richard. He was
an associate.
He was my friend. We all kind of fucked around. But my friend Richard, he was really tall, like maybe like 6'2", 6'3". He was on a basketball team, right? And a high school basketball team. Wore glasses. Dude was ugly as fuck. I don't know how he even got girls, but he was ugly. And I'm an ugly person.
It's the basketball. You're on a
junior varsity team, and bitches just you're on a team, and bitches just throw their panties at you, basically. And one of our mutual friends, shall we say, her name was Crystal, I think, something like that. But
was she a stripper?
No. Not Cristal. I didn't say her name was Cristal, like the champagne. Mm. But it was something like that, Crystal, or it was something weird like that.
A woman's name.
That's all you need to know.
It was feminine.
She was a cute little white girl, and she went down on him, and like she stopped midway because she started getting sick. And
started gagging.
She was gagging.
She started getting sick. And she never got the chance to finish. And Richard was I talked to Richard. Yeah, that's unfortunate, right? Boo hoo.
Yeah.
But apparently Richard.
That poor man.
Richard had told me, like, yo, man, that bitch. She started gagging and all of that, and she didn't finish. I'm gonna get my blowjob later. But, unbeknownst to him, I talked to her a little bit later on, and apparently, his reproductive hygiene wasn't the greatest.
There's probably like,
some good cheese around the head, you know?
That's disgusting.
Gotta take good care of that.
You gotta wash your stuff, guys. You gotta wash your stuff.
At least two.
Keep it clean, people. Keep it clean.
Cause you never know when some loose chick is gonna want some. You know what I mean? You just never know.
And the first thing
you gotta provide. You gotta be able to provide.
Down there,
you know what I mean?
Find some fucking 20-year-old cheese down there and shit.
Cottage cheese.
That's pretty gross.
You don't want them to have some cottage cheese.
Oh, man, that's disgusting.
But basically, that's what happened to my friend Richard. Big Rich.
Yeah, Big Rich.
But basically, going back to the original story of Megapoon and Steel Fall Angel, she started going down on him, and she didn't like the taste of pre-cum, so she stopped. And Steel was like,
yo,
what are you doing? You gotta finish. You need to finish.
You gotta start when you gotta finish what you started, bitch.
You gotta finish what
you don't you know the rules?
Don't you know the rules? You know. I'm supposed to tell you when I'm about to come, but you have to make me come.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
The basics.
The basics, yes. You gotta go to remedial classes. But yeah, basically, that happened, and he never finished. And so I hear she brung out a dildo, or he brung it somewhere.
Wait. How did that finish him off?
I don't know.
He didn't finish. That's the thing. He never got to finish.
And I think she suggested like using a dildo on her or something, some type of crazy idea like that.
That's lame.
Might have been a size problem too.
Maybe.
Might have not just been that.
but basically I
no disrespect, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, well hey, my name ain't Still Fall Angel.
I'm just saying.
We don't know why he's a fallen angel.
Oh, that's true.
We don't know the whole story.
That's true, Lone.
Yeah.
But basically, he never got any action, and then after that, I think she like broke up with him or something like that. He's like, "Fuck, this bitch, that little whore." He was like, he was. Suffice to say, he was tight.
Tight would be a loose word to put it.
Yeah, it would be a very loose way to put it.
Yeah.
But he was one of the guys we hung out with in one of these random ass big ass chats. You know? Mm-hmm. I wonder what happened to that guy.
Who knows?
It was a bunch of
probably still getting half blow jobs somewhere.
By halfway women.
Yeah. Little halfsies.
Yes. There's more to that story, but unfortunately, the person another host that we wanted to come on for this practice podcast isn't here because life happens.
But he's fighting for our freedoms.
Yes, yeah. It's fighting for our freedom over
Irish. Definitely.
The only reason we have this podcast is because of him. Yeah. His freedom, fighting.
Quite a bit of stories.
Yes, he has quite a bit of stories, and one of them involves a big mansion filled with women. Let's put it like
nice.
That. A big mansion filled with women and drugs.
Any regular woman, any regular man would say that. Yeah, that's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, that sounds like a blast.
Sounds like an amazing story. Yeah,
but, it wasn't quite what you think, fellas. And hopefully we'll have him on in a future podcast so he can tell that story and the Buck Nasty story as well, along with... a bunch of other crazy stories that he has. That man, he has some crazy stories. He has some crazy stories.
Yeah, of course.
Definitely want to hear.
Of course.
But unfortunately, he's not here now. So, stay tuned for the future for more of those podcasts. And moving on to our next subject, how do you guys feel that the website is coming along that we have been using to replace? The old Naruto fan factions.
Pretty good.
You think it's been coming along pretty good, Long?
Yeah.
You think so?
For the most part. Need more people.
I agree.
More active people.
We definitely need more active people.
I think
people need to be more involved.
Stuff
like that. But even besides that, I think we should... Us people that are there... We should really be banding together and doing more shit together. Playing games, watching streams, getting just, interacting with each other. What about you, Sai? What do you think?
It's, needs, like you said, it needs a lot more activity. It's kind of slow.
Yeah.
It's definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
It needs a lot more,
action.
People.
More oomph.
Yeah. It's definitely not because of the lack of activities or whatever that we've had, because we have tried a few things
already.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all been working on content for the site. We've been working on trying to get more people involved, but unless the people actually show up, it's very it's kind of hard to do that, you know.
Yeah.
But besides that, we've also been trying to play some games together with like PlayStation Plus and on PSN network, and this has been first time in quite a while, unfortunately. I mean, it's the blame is on my part and on Sebastian's part that we haven't been connecting as connected with the rest
of
us.
Too much SMT, man.
Too much Japanese RPGs.
Yep.
Too many fighting games.
Fighting games.
Yes, too many fighting games. Too much of the Street Fighter. Too much of the personal problems and stuff like that, you know. But, I mean, that's no excuse, because I'm sure all of us has been going through our own little personal
problems. Yeah. For sure.
And I want to talk about that in future podcasts. I think that would be a good I think that'll be a good podcast. But I think we all need to band together here while we can and make the best of things.
Yep.
Yeah.
What do you think, Lone?
I agree.
And how do you think we can band together?
Just by being active and posting and playing games and talking, stuff like that, basic stuff.
Buying new hard drives, buying PlayStation Plus.
Yeah.
By acting as one cohesive unit. What do you think, Sai?
We just need to. Well, not really post more. It's just. You know, play more together, talk more. It's just simple stuff. It's just, it's, be on PSN more. Find other shit to do, basically, I guess.
Find other shit to do together.
Yeah, but really focus more on the actual people that we're trying to, you know, like, not stray away too much from what we should be doing rather than what we want to do.
Wise words from a young person. Because in the end, it's all about us, right? I mean, let's be honest here. More new people would be nice and appreciative. But in the end, it's all about us kind of sticking together, still being friends and whatnot, and trying to recruit some new people and get some other new people involved. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like before, when we used to have all these crazy, weird people that we didn't know, we would get them involved in the faction. We would get them involved on MSN. We would play.
And
like,
they'd invite people too.
Exactly, and they would invite people. And you know,
of course, it's been a while. It's been quite a few years since then.
Yeah,
interests and everything has changed. Music, video games, whatever it is, it really doesn't matter.
Facebook.
It's just.
Facebook is on Twitter. Likes. The Twatter, the Facebook, the Fuckbook, but
you don't want to redirect people to there. To
of course, Fuckbook. M for W, you already know. looking for Game Boys. God, for people who don't know, Game Boys.
They play video games in your pocket.
Something like that. But it's like on like Craigslist or something like that. Like a Game Boy is called like a young gay man or something like that. It's supposed to be a young gay man.
That's quite the term.
I guess because there's a bunch of old creepers, like a bunch of old 70-year-old men, 50-year-old men that didn't have Game Boys back in their day. And the only term that they could think of is, like, a Game Boy.
Wow.
A boy that will game with me, that will play games.
That will play games with me.
Yeah.
Find a banana.
I wonder if that's what those Japanese guys that came up with that actually thought. originally.
It's very possible. You know, the Japanese are very perverted. They like their weird hentai and all this other crazy shit. But
lots of violence and sex. And
we really shouldn't have been bagging them too much, man. Thor has done enough.
yes. We've dropped many bombs on them. And since then, they've become our allies.
Some of that might be our fault.
Some of it, maybe a little bit. Maybe.
Some of that weirdness. That might have come from something we did.
Possible.
It's possible. Yeah. Possible.
Very possible. But I think our final closing words here, as we close this practice run of a podcast out, my final words would be that I hope everybody stay involved and make the best of the situation. Whether new people come in or not, I hope that still kind of stick close and do the best we can with what we have to do, because we all have our lives and we all are dealing with shit. We're dealing with personal shit. We're dealing with family shit. We're dealing with college life and trying to get in college, finding work, working, girlfriends, ex-girlfriends, matters of the heart. We are all dealing with that type of terrible bullshit. And and besides that, we all have common interests.
Pimping hoes.
Besides pimping bitches, you already know. And we all have common interests.
You know how it go.
You already know, Lone.
Pimp. Oh, yeah.
Pimp
life.
But yeah, that, you know, we should, you know, try to kind of stick close and kind of make do with what we got. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Lone, what about you? Your final closing words?
I can't come up with any. Goodbye.
Other than goodbye, good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Fuck, Lone. Sai, you're...
Oh, don't do that.
Sai, your closing words.
Just, enjoy your life for what it is. Just keep, doing what you
Work
like
to
doing.
Live by.
Yeah. Let's keep doing what you like doing. And
unless
if that
like
includes the site, that's
something.
Up to you. That's up to you. if the site includes that, that's up to you.
Hopefully.
I wouldn't support that.
Hopefully.
But, okay.
Well, it's just, I don't know. Just try to, some people, if you guys are actually interested in going in the site, try going as much as you can. No pressure. Yeah. Just doing
go deep.
Can.
Go balls deep.
On that site.
Any shout outs for you, Lone? Any shout outs you want to give?
No.
Yeah. Sai, any shout outs? Shout outs.
I hate everyone, so no.
All right. I have a shout out to Jet, who has been a little bit of an orchestrator of things. Jet Fury.
Yeah.
It's not like that needs to already be said.
He needs to fucking buy a mic for Skype. He needs to get on that. He needs to.
And he needs to fix his shit too.
He needs to fix his shit. That's what he should be doing.
I go behind that 100%.
He needs to fix.
He needs to get an AC so shit doesn't keep melting.
Yes.
Or whatever the fuck happens.
As a matter of fact, just brought an AC. Welcome to the 21st century, Sai.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Oh, clap. Welcome to the 21st century.
Clap myself. Well, United States, clapping is mandatory.
Yep.
Shout outs to
you. Also have to stand for the national anthem.
Oh, well. Fuck the national anthem. But, also shout outs.
That's not very American.
I know, I don't care. Also, shout outs to Irish, who's fighting the good fight, who is off in the army and the.
72nd
Airborne Division, and I forget the company. I think it's Charlie Company, I think. He's over in Italy, and we wish to have had him on this podcast. This, like, test.
Hope everything's going well for him right now.
Yes.
Hope everything's going well.
Yeah.
Also, a shout out to JJ, who's just completed basic training.
Yeah.
Kid from Philadelphia. Hopefully, we get to have him on a future show. I would love to have him on the show. Shout out to J&M, who is banging bitches in college right now.
This is 100% accurate.
That's what college is all about.
I can go behind that.
Yes,
I've seen it with my own eyes.
Yeah. I've seen the pictures. Well, not of the fucking, but of the chick.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, hopefully we can take a half an hour out of his busy life and get him on one of these and shoot the shit with him. And I think that's it for now.
Sounds about right.
Sounds about right, right? Hopefully we can have some of these newcomers on, like Purple Gorilla, Konohama.
Oh, yeah.
Some of these other new guys, I don't really know their names, but hopefully you
whoever the hell they are, I hope they come on.
Whoever the fuck they are, hopefully
whoever these people are, hopefully they show the hell up.
Yes, hopefully you guys will be intrigued and show up to participate. And this is Dark General signing out. Lone.
Yeah, I'm signing out too.
Sai.
Yeah.
Sebastian.
Bye bye.
Toodles.
Okay, this is all three of us signing out for the podcast. I hope all you guys take care out there, all right? Bye-bye.
Bye.